Omar, the person says, Tehei Soda Zumath Keres. He said he wants this field to become Hefker. L'yoy Mechad for one day, Ros L'Shabbos Achas for 1 week, Ros L'Chedish Echad for 1 month, Ros L'Shona Achas for 1 year, Ros L'Shvu Achas for 1 period of 7 years, for 1 Shemitah. So now the Lach was like this, that actually Zochabo, if nobody else was Zecher in the field yet, then we say whether it's Benhu, Ben Acher, whether he himself did not retract yet, or whether somebody else did not take it yet. So since nobody else took the field yet, then the Lacher is Yachol Achsavai. He's allowed to retract and keep it. So here it's Mashma that when you masker it, it does not leave your Rishus unless somebody else gets it. Mashenkein Misha Zachar Behen, but let's say somebody else does make a Kenyan, somebody else is Zecher, somebody else acquires it. Then we say whether Ben Hu Ben Acher, whether it's he himself or whether somebody else, then Ein Yochel Achsavai. Then he cannot retract. See, Luchurts Mashman, the Iker Alok of Hefka, when you mafka something, and here we're not afraid about the Ramoyim, still the Alokur is that before somebody else is Zecher in it, you could still retract, that the Hefka does not go out of your Rishus until somebody else is Zecher in it. But once somebody else is Zecher in it, then Pshit, it's not yours anymore, you can't retract. So the Gemara wants to say first that I'll tell you Reisha Rabbonin. The Reisha that does not make a difference whether somebody else was Zecher in it yet or not. In other words, they go according to the Rabbonin Shita. So when you make something Hefka, really it leaves your Rishus right away. And if not for the Gzeirah of the Ramoyim the first 3 days, then after that it leaves your Rishus. And even if nobody else was Zecher yet, still you can't retract. That's according to the Rabbonin. And Seifa that says no, that it depends if somebody else was Zecher in the field or not, that's Rabbi Yossi. That goes according to Rabbi Yossi Shita. And according to Rabbi Yechanan, that holds that when you mafka something, according to Rabbi Yossi, it does not leave your Rishus until somebody else was Zecher in it. So that's why in the Sefer it makes a difference whether somebody else was Zecher or not. Now the Ran speaks out in the Sefer here, where the person says he's making the field Hefker. Like if he says a period of time, how long he wants to be Hefker, then the Ran says, we're not afraid of Ramoyim, because the person that's a Ramai, that his whole purpose is just to be Mafkarit, in order to make him free from Trumas and Maisus, and then he wants to get it back right away, he doesn't say a time limit, because really, he doesn't want it to be Hefker altogether. He only wants it to be Hefker until he can be Zaycha back. So what is it going to say a time limit for? So since here in the Sefer it says clearly the person was maskerit, whether for a day, whether for a week, for a month, we see he's not a Ramai, and at the time when he wants it to be Hefker, he really means it should be Hefker. So here there's no Gzeira of 3 days. Therefore, since the Sefer only makes a difference whether somebody else was Zecher in it yet or not, so we see Lechur that goes according to Rabbi Yossi, that Kol Zaman, somebody else was not Zecher in the fields, you could retract, because Hefka does not leave your Rishus until somebody else gets it. Now, in this the Gemara says, Amma Ula. Ula says, no, that Seifa Nami Rabbonini, the Seifa of this price, they could also go according to the Rabbonin. For the Gemara, Yehochi, if so, Amaya Achiloi Zochabo, Beinu Beinacha Yochul Achzavoi. See, if you say it goes according to the Rabbonin, according to the Rabbonin, as soon as you mafker it, it leaves your Rishus. It doesn't belong to you anymore. So you can't be Chayzer. So how come the Brisa says that if nobody else was Zeich and nobody else took it yet, then you could retract? How come? As soon as you mafker it, leaves your Rishus. So Gemara says it could be that Shani Shana Ushavua Teleshchichi. So the Ran explains like this, that Ula means like it's a kasha to say that the Reish and the Seif of the Braisa goes according to Tuman the Yomrim. We have Yasi and the Rabbonin. Therefore, Ula would rather say that they both go according to the Rabbonin. If they go according to the Rabbonin, why in the Seif does it say, if nobody else took it yet, you could retract? So Teretz says that this type of a Hefka, if you only make it for a special time limit of a day, a month, a year, or a Shemitah, that's La Shriach. That means people do not really mean to make it Hefka. Because when you make it normally Hefka, you mean without a time limit. You be Mafkarit, period, it's not yours. But over here, since you set a time limit to it, we see you do not really want to make it Hefka. So therefore, even during this time that you made it Hefker, here the Rabbanan hold it a smart to say that you did not want it to go out of your Rishus completely. That even during this day, or this week, or this month, you also want it to be a little bit in your Rishus that you could still retract. So when do the Rabbanan say Hefker leaves your Rishus completely? That's when you make a normal Hefker, that's Shchiach. Normally is, period, you say it's Hefker Leilam. Then we say you meant to take it out of your Rishus completely right away. But over here that you gave a time limit for the Hefker, that's less Shchiach, we say you did not mean just time to get rid of it, but you meant to still keep some Rishus in it, that if you change your mind, you could still change your mind. So therefore, both the Rish and the Sefer go according to the Rabbanan. Resh Lakisham, Resh Lakisham is just the opposite. Me the Sefer Rabbi Yossi, since the Sefer of this Brisa goes according to Rabbi Yossi, that there's a difference whether if somebody else is Zecher or not, I'll tell you Resh and Nami Rabbi Yossi. The Resh also goes according to Rabbi Yossi, that really there's a difference if somebody else was Zecher in it, yes or not. For Resh, if so, Hainu Taimo, Le Nishtakach Teres Hefker. That we don't want you to forget the Aloch about Hefker. In other words, the question is, if the Resh goes according to Rabbi Yossi, so how come it says that after 3 days, then he can't be Chayzer? Mashmi, even if nobody else took it yet, still we say after 3 days it goes out of your Rishus completely, and you can't be Chayzer? The question is why? According to Rabbi Yossi, Hefka never leaves your Rishus until somebody else is Zeicher. So Teretz says, this is really Xerim with Rabbanan. We want people to feel as if there's really Chaladin Hefka. So therefore, if after 3 days, no, you didn't retract, then the Rabbanan said that you can't retract anymore. That people should see and think that there's really such a thing of Hefker. Now the Ram speaks out, otherwise people will think, even when you mop your fields, since if you want, you could be Chayzer, people will think even when you're not Chayzer, and somebody else took the field, it's not cooled like a Hefker, but it's cooled like you gave him a Matana. And then people will think that you have a Chiv to give Trumas to Maisris, and they'll take off and really it's Minaptur al-Achiv. So in order that the Rabbanan should make it, that it should look like the people, that the Hefker is really Chal, and therefore if you're Zeicha in this field, you're potter from Trumas and Isis, they wanted to make it that after 3 days, that the Hefker really looks like Hefker. So this the Gemara asks, like, why do you have to wait 3 days? Why don't they do this right away with the Rabbanan? For the Gemara, Yehochi, if so, Afilu Miyam Harishanami, Levi Hefker. Even the first day, it should look like a complete Hefka, that you cannot be Chayzer in order that people should not make a mistake. So this the Gemara says, Amar Rabba, Mifnei Haramoyim, we want that the first 3 days, just the opposite, it should not look like a complete Hefka, for the Ramoyim to stop them from just being Mafka the field in order to get it back after Hefka, that they should be free from Trumas and Maisras. So Mifnei Haramoyim, to Mafkiron, Vohodron Behoin, and they retract right away. Therefore, the first 3 days, we say they can't retract. Avol b'diraisa lehevi hefka. But b'diraisa, though, it's not called the real hefka, means that really they could retract. Really, the ratio goes according to Rabbi Yossi, that even the first 2 or 3 days, also, kol zman nobody else was zeicher, really they have a right to retract. All right, we'll stop here. This last little bit, we'll start over again tomorrow night. Yeah. Start off again from Nem Dalar Amar Aleph, the bottom again. And the Gemara says that Resh Lakish wanted to say from 4 or 5 lines from the bottom. Resh Lakish Amar Mi the Sefer Reb Yossi is Resh Nami Reb Yossi. Since the Sefer goes according to Reb Yossi, so the Resh is also according to Reb Yossi. For Resh Haino Taima, what's the reason then in the Resh that we say that the first 3 days you can't be Chayzer? Like I said, Hamafkara Sadeo Koshloisha Yomin, Yochul Achzaboy, Mikan Velechen Yochul Achzaboy. So the question is, according to Rabbi Yossi holds, when you mafka something, you could always be Chayzer. So if you could always be Chayzer, how can we say here that the first 3 days you could be Chayzer, but after that you can't be Chayzer? How come after the first 3 days, when you mafka something, you can't retract? So Gemara says, the Lelishtakach Teres Hefka. You should not forget the halachas of Hefker. So if they wanted to make it that people should know, when you mafka something, you're like giving it up. So since you're giving it up, means that Hefker means you're making it free for all. Whoever wants to come and take it. So therefore, even though according to Rabbi Yossi, Mikar Adin, Hefker is still in your Rishus until somebody else is Zeicha, but Midrabbanan, they wanted people to know that really, as soon as you're masquerade, like, it doesn't belong to you anymore. There is a parash of Hefka. Therefore, they said after 3 days, it goes out of your Rishus completely, you can't be Chayzer. For the Gemara Yehochi, if that's a throw like that, even from the first day also it should be Hefker. Even the first day. When the Rabbanan should have made it that when you mafka something, there should be a locha, you can't retract anymore. Once you were mafka, like it's out of your rishus, even if nobody takes it yet, still it's not yours. So my Rabbi answers, of me haramoyim. There's a svara of the ramoyim over here. The mafkarina and vahadrin behind. Instead of svara, the ramoyim were afraid. What they do is they know the loch is when you own the field in mechuyev true Mr. Maestris. The fruits that grow on the field, you can't keep it all. You have to take off true Mr. Maestris. But there's a loch if the field is hefker and then somebody comes and zeicha from the field that's hefker, the loch is then you're allowed to you put it from true Mr. Maestris. So we're afraid of the ramoyim. They will mafka their fields only in order that. Now the field is put them in a Trumas Amaisris, and later they'll be Zecha right away. So Rabbanim wanted to make a Tekonim that Ramoyim shouldn't do that. That Ramoyim should feel as if really maybe it's not really Hefka. Therefore the Rabbanim wanted to leave it that the first 3 days we leave the Hefka is that you should know if you retract, you could retract your Hefka. So people will feel the Ramoyim will be afraid that it's not really Hefka. Like real Hefka would mean once it leaves your Rishus, you can't get it back anymore. Since the law is that you could retract, so the Ramayim will be a little bit afraid to part of themselves with Trumas and Maestris. Abba, but what's coming out though? The Yeraisa Lehevi Hefka. But mid Yeraisa though, really, it's not going to be Hefka, mid Yeraisa. So as Ron learns, the question is like this, that mid Yeraisa Lehevi Hefka means after 3 days. That what does the ratio of the price to say that if somebody was maskeres sodeyu, so it said that the first 3 days he could retract, but nikan v'yelach after the first 3 days aloch riz and yochol achzaboy he can't retract. He made it hefker and he can't take it back anymore. Or right, he could be zeichem and hefker if he wanted to, but he can't just say I want to keep it now. That's after the 3 days. Now we're saying that's only midrabbonin. Because really, according to Rabbi Yossi, Hefker is like a matona. When you make something Hefker and say it's free for all, it doesn't leave your possession until somebody else comes and takes it. But Kolzaman, somebody else did not come and take it, really it still belongs to you, still yours. So even though the Brisa says after 3 days, now the field is Hefker completely, that you cannot retract anymore, so Pshat is that's only midrabbonin. Tumor says, Abu the Yeraisa, but me the Yeraisa. In a case where the owner retracted after 3 days, the locker is Lehevi Hefka. Me the Yeraisa, if you retracted and said you don't want it to be Hefka, really, according to Rabbi Yossi, you have a right to take back your Hefka. So it's only me the Rabbonin that is still Hefka, but not me the Yeraisa. So the Gemara asks, there should be a question then.